Welcome to the Awakening Podcast. I'm your host, Eddie Hyatt. So glad you've joined me today. We're continuing our series on spiritual warfare. And we began looking, I don't know, a couple of days ago at some of the weaponry that Paul describes in Ephesians chapter 6, beginning at verse 10, where he says, "Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God." Armor there is the Greek word panoply, and it referred to the entire outfitting of the Roman soldier. And Paul uses the weaponry, both offensive and defensive weapons, of the Roman soldier as metaphors, as illustrations, to convey Christian truth in our spiritual warfare against what he calls principalities and powers, against Satan and demons. Now, today I want to look at, I believe yesterday we were looking at the breastplate of righteousness. Today I want to look at the shield of faith. Verse 16 says, "Above all, taking the shield of faith, with which you will be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked one." This most likely was a shield that the Roman soldier carried on his arm that could be moved about, that could be lifted up to quench arrows that might be launched against him. Sometimes the enemy would have fiery arrows dipped in some kind of flammable material, and these were especially dangerous, and they would launch these at the enemy. And the Roman soldier, many of their shields, many of them were made out of wood, but then covered with a, we would call it tar, T-A-R, or pitch. And it would quench these fiery arrows. And when they would see them coming, they would lift their shield up, and the arrow would hit that shield, and it would sink into the pitch, and it would be extinguished. And Paul pictured this as our shield of faith, with which we can quench all of those fiery darts that the enemy of our soul launches against us. And those fiery darts, now the Bible tells us that our battlefield is in the mind. So those fiery darts would be those thoughts of doubt, those thoughts of fear, those questioning doubts that come concerning whether God really cares about us, whether he loves us, especially if we're going through a difficult time, and questioning whether God is really going to answer our prayers, whether he's really going to come through for us. And especially when we're going through difficult times, Satan launches these fiery arrows, these fiery darts at us. But it is our shield of faith with which we quench these fiery arrows that the enemy launches against us in our thought life, in our minds, and so on. Now, what is the character of the shield of faith? Well, we know that the Bible says that faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And so faith is associated, directly associated, with the word of God. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And the reason it's repeated there, faith comes by hearing and hearing, in the Greek, it is an ongoing sense with the meaning of faith comes by hearing and hearing and hearing and keeping on hearing. So we need to continually keep on hearing and hearing and hearing God's word, and it will produce a faith down in our hearts, down in our souls, that cannot be shaken. It becomes that shield by which we lift up and we quench all of those fiery darts of the enemy. The enemy launches a fiery dart of fear and doubt, and we lift up God's shield. The devil would try to tell us, launch a fiery dart, that God has forsaken you, he doesn't care about you, and we lift up our shield of faith and we declare Satan, Jesus himself said, I will never leave you, I will never forsake you, I will be with you always till the end of the age. And we lift up our shield of faith. Now, I will give you a personal example. I'll never forget, it's been, I think it was in 2006, Sue and I were invited to go to India and to minister for about 12 days. And so we sent our passports off to the Indian consulate in Houston, Texas. We were living in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, actually out west of Fort Worth at the time, and to the Houston consulate. They sent Sue's back, and they said that they could not, or they would not accept a passport that was under 6 months in duration. In other words, her passport would expire in about, I think, about 4 months. Now, it was plenty of time to cover our trip, but the Indian consulate said, no, you'll have to get it renewed before we will accept it. And so we had to rush off very quickly her passport to Quebec, Canada, overnighted it, and then asked them to overnight it again. Well, we hear from the Canadian consulate or wherever it was we sent it in Quebec, and they said, oh, the pictures you sent are not adequate. You're going to have to send more pictures. Well, this is making things very, very difficult, and it's moving it up right up to the time where we need to leave. And so because the time was so close, we sent the pictures and we had them to send it to Houston, Texas, to a church where I had ministered in the past, because if we were going to make our flight out of Dallas-Fort Worth, we were going to have to pick up the pictures, go immediately to the Indian consulate in Houston, get her passport stamped, and we figured that we could make it just in time back to the Dallas-Fort Worth airport to get on the plane to go to India and fulfill our commitment. Well, we waited, went to the church, checked out. It didn't come when they said it would. We called them up, and they said, oh, we didn't get it in the mail today. We'll put it in the mail tomorrow. Well, that is going to make it too late for us. And so we were at a Quick Trip, which is also a FedEx, and I was checking while we were there. I was checking our banking. Now, this is like on either a Tuesday or Wednesday, and before we left for Houston on Sunday night, I had made a night deposit to cover a check that I had written for two round-trip tickets to India. Well, I checked the banking, and there was no sign of that deposit to cover those checks. So I was very concerned, so I called the bank, and I told them, you know, that I had made a night deposit on Sunday night. There was no sign of it. I mean, there should have been a sign of it immediately on Monday, but now it's Tuesday or maybe Wednesday, and there's still no sign of it. And so the woman looked, and I described what kind of envelope it was in. She said, yeah, I see that envelope, but there's nothing in it, and there's no sign in our system of it. Well, I got off the phone, and here we are. It looks like that Sue's passport's not going to get to us in time, and now it looks like that the check could bounce that I had written for the two round-trip tickets. Now, I started feeling a little bit irritated, frustrated, and like, God, why is this happening to me? But you know, thank God for His wonderful Holy Spirit that He has given us to be a comforter and a guide. And of course, I'm lifting my heart up to God in this, and I hear on the inside, I hear these words, think on my character. Now, really, in essence, what God is having me to do is to lift up His shield of faith, because all of these thoughts and feelings of doubt and questioning and frustration are coming. And think on my character. So I got up and I was walking around, and I pushed out the negative thoughts. I pushed back those fiery darts, and I began to think on God's character. And I began to say, God, you are a good God. God, and see, it was based on scriptures, what I knew of God. And I was just speaking things like where Jesus said that not even a sparrow falls to the ground, but what the Heavenly Father takes notice of it. And He said, and you are of more value than many sparrows. And I was saying, Lord, I thank you that you care for your creation, and you care especially for your people and for your children. And God, I thank you that you are a great and mighty God, that there is nothing hard for you. There's nothing impossible for you, that you are a faithful God. You're faithful to your promises. You're faithful to your people. So yes, I'm thinking on his character, but it's all based on scripture. And in reality, what I am doing, I am lifting up my shield of faith to quench all of those fiery darts of doubts and questionings and anxiety and that would question God's character and why is this happening to me and thoughts of poor me, why is this happening to me? And I'm lifting up my shield of faith by thinking on God's character and speaking and thinking, meditating on thinking and speaking the scriptures related to this. And you know what? As I'm walking around thinking on God's character, lifting up my shield of faith, my phone rings. I answer it, and it's the bank. And this is what the woman said. She said, "We don't know what happened, but your deposit suddenly showed up in our system." Well, hallelujah. That's one that's one thing dealt with. But now Sue's passport. So finally, it did come. But we're not going to make our flight in time. And it said on the tickets that they were not changeable or refundable. But we got her passport stamped and we went out to the airport in Houston. And I explained the situation to it, the people there with the airline we were flying with. And lo and behold, they went against what it said on our tickets. And for $100, they changed it to a day later, which meant that we got to Dallas-Fort Worth International Airport just in time to catch our flight out to India. And what a powerful 12 days of ministry we had in Northeast India, in the city of Shillong, in the state of Meghalaya, and then in the Garo Hills, where we preached to thousands of people on a dry rice paddy under a bamboo tabernacle. And oh, how God moved so powerfully and blessed. And I'm so glad that we pressed through, that we lifted up the shield of faith and quenched those fiery darts of the enemy. So my friends, whatever you're going through today, lift up that shield of faith. Take God's word. The shield of faith is really, it's God's word. So take God's word, lift up your shield of faith, declare his truth, and quench all those fiery darts that are coming at your mind today. And you will be an overcomer. I'm Eddie Hyatt. This is the Awakening Podcast. Check out my website, Eddie Hyatt, EddieHyatt.com. There's lots of articles. There's a bookstore there. Also, my books are available on Amazon. They'll be a great blessing to you. And I look forward to seeing you tomorrow for another episode of the Awakening Podcast.